competition.
Well, I'm really, really happy right now, Dom. I thought our guys played an excellent hockey game tonight from start to finish. You know, Bemidji's a good team. They had some flurries of action, especially a penalty kill for us that I can remember in the second period where C.J. Mott came up huge. But really, you know, all in all, it was a great effort, a great road game. And, you know, considering the travel and, you know, the opponent we're playing, very, very happy with the guys and the way we played tonight.
You know, I was going to ask you that, considering the travel. It was a 14-hour bus trip. It was a 7 to Marquette Wednesday night, another 7 to Bemidji yesterday. Then you come in here, you get a practice in, you play pregame skate this morning, and then you come out and win 4-1. Do you think that that kind of shows that travel maybe doesn't have a bearing on the game?
Well, it depends. You know, it's interesting. You know, you never can know for sure. And I think a lot of it depends on how the guys handle it. And I really like the maturity of this team, the leadership that we have. And, you know, they certainly don't use it as an excuse, that's for sure. And you know, they came out, we had a good practice yesterday, especially considering we practiced literally like an hour after we got into town. So, you know, the guys did a good job yesterday in practice. They locked in quickly, and you know, we had a good morning skate here this morning. And, you know, I just give a lot of credit to the guys and the leaders just for the way that, you know, the way they take care of their bodies, the way they take care of themselves away from the rink, and, you know, definitely the way that that they handled, you know, the long trip and then coming in here. You know, it's a business trip at the end of the day, and, you know, it might be a long trip, business trip, it could be a short business trip, but, you know, we had something to take care of tonight, and I give a lot of credit to the guys because they came out and did it.
Junior defenseman Travis White scores his second goal of his collegiate career, and, you know, probably one of the better defensemen in all of the WCHA as far as terms of block shots go, getting in the shooting lanes. Not one that produces a lot of goals for the club, but he got Fair State on the board up 1-0 after two periods of play. It was his lone goal. I mean, that's huge when you get to players like that. You'd have to agree.
Absolutely. And, you know, he is such a great, great defensive defenseman. And you don't see him show up on the score sheet a lot just because he's so defensive-minded, you know. But the number of takeaways he has, you know, how he takes care of the puck, how he kills penalties, how he's in our defensive zone, the block shots that you mentioned. He's just a really, really good defensive defenseman. So when you get a guy like that, they obviously can contribute. And he beat that goalie clean, too. It was a heck of a shot by Travis. So when you get a guy like that that scores, I think, you know, everybody's excited for him. Everyone's excited about the moment. And, you know, it's definitely great to have a contribution like that for sure.
Only four penalties called on Ferris State this evening. Discipline, have to be happy with.
Yeah. You know, I thought overall, the guys did a great job keeping their composure, keeping their discipline. And at times, you know, tonight it was Bemidji more than anybody probably that was guilty. That I think their coaches would be a little bit down on some of the stuff they did. You know, I really think of a penalty they took after the whistle against Garrett Thompson at the end of the second period that allowed us to go on the power play going into the third. You know, just some little things like that. So you got to give our guys, you know, credit for keeping their heads on their shoulders. And, you know, these games are tough. They're physical. And, you know, it really, in reality, it's a one-goal game for most of the night. And you know, there's going to be a lot of emotions and, you know, a lot riding on it for both teams, certainly. So, you know, you have to play tough until the whistle, and you got to keep your composure. And I'm really happy with the discipline the guys had tonight.
Talking with assistant coach Dave Sensor downstairs in the Bulldog Hockey locker room. And Coach Sensor from up here tonight, that happy with the way Mott played as well. That one penalty kill that Ferris State was on, he had four saves in a row. I mean,
yeah.
That's just the description of C.J. Mott in a nutshell.
Right on. He really bailed us out there in that penalty kill where they basically had us hemmed in. We didn't get a whistle until there was like 2 seconds left in that penalty kill. So it was a minute and 58 of just straight getting peppered, basically. And he did a great job. In that flurry you're talking about, unbelievable how he made those saves and stayed composed and got us that whistle. And, I mean, just absolutely a great night for C.J. all around. And you know, he's such a great tool for us, and he's so calm and composed in the net and bails us out of those situations. But he's really a good goaltender, too, in terms of playing the puck and helping our breakout. And, you know, with the pressure that Bemidji was applying tonight, I thought C.J. really did had some great reads throughout the night and as to when to play the puck. And he really helped us break out of the zone quite a bit. And you know, that's tough to defend it as an opponent, you know, when you have so much pressure coming in and then the goalie can make an easy play like that and just basically get you out of the zone. So he helped us in a lot of ways tonight, and he's definitely quite the asset for us. And you know, again, we have such a great tandem of goaltenders with him and with Charles Williams and even with Trace Pennock, and just the group of them are such a hardworking group, and they really, really help our team out a lot.
Never easy to sweep in Division I college hockey. What does Ferris State have to do to get the victory tomorrow and walk away with all 4 points and get back stay in first place, especially with Minnesota State playing Alabama Huntsville on the Bulldogs' heels?
Right, and you know, we have those two games on them, but we can't think about that tomorrow. We just have to get out there. And, you know, as good as I thought, you know, again, that was a one-goal game for most of the night tonight, and I thought Bemidji State played pretty well. And you know they're going to play better tomorrow. You know, they're going to be yelled at. They're going to have a long day tomorrow. They're going to come out, and they're going to want, you know, they have a lot on the line for them, too. And they're going to come out, and they're going to they're going to play a great game tomorrow. So we're going to have to find a way to take what we did tonight and improve on that as well. And you know, that's always tough. You can't be satisfied, you know, if you want to be a championship caliber team with just one good night of hockey. You got to come back. You got to back it up with something tomorrow. And that's where you really make some ground. So, you know, we'll certainly challenge the guys to come out. And, again, it's going to fall just like it did tonight on, you know, the leadership of the group and you know, just our older guys to come out and really set the tone. And hopefully we can back it up with an effort as good as we had tonight, if not better.
All right, Coach, as always, thanks for your time. We'll see you back at the hotel.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Dave Sensor, the assistant coach downstairs in the Bulldog Hockey locker room, joining us in the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Dogs win 4-1. Much more to come. We'll get the out-of-town scoreboard around the WCHA and update you on the conference standings after this. Ferris State 4, Bemidji State 1. This is Ferris State Hockey on the Bulldog Sports Network and Sunny 97.3 FM, the voice of the Bulldogs.